The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. I still think that Groundhog Day is the best movie with the word day in it, other than Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Although people are weighing in with their suggestions as well. And on Twitter, I was told that it's not even close to Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Ooh, it's another good one.
It's a good one. I really liked that movie.
Yeah, that was good.
You're not in on Independence Day, though.
I like Independence. I just like Groundhog Day more than Independence Day.
I think Ferris Bueller's the best.
Welcome to Earth.
Isn't that due for a remake?
If they no, you can't remake it today. There's just so many things in today's society. Like, there's probably, I mean, if Cameron's dad is that neurotic about his car, he probably has a tracker on the car, so you're not able to steal the car and take it into the city.
I mean, but there were unbelievable elements of the movie back then when they're dancing in the parade.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, cell phone video, right? Like, immediately people would take pictures and post it online, and people would.
He's getting caught. Pretty much is what I'm saying is if he does all the things that he did, you tried to do that in 2023, he's getting caught.
Counterpoint, though, think about how the technology would have advanced the little getup he had going on in his room with the dummy under the sheet and the doorbell activating the radio, you know, when it plays the tape.
I mean, that's for the 80s. That's pretty technologically
and I'm saying
savvy.
Now I feel like it would be even greater. He could, like, it'd be like remote control. He could do it from wherever. Like, right now, if I wanted to, I could pop on and check out the cameras around my house and see what everybody there is up to. Like, just feels like there's a lot of technology that might have also helped him evade.
When you're dancing on a float in the middle of Chicago,
Donk of Shame,
like, people are enjoying that. There's going to be video on social media like that. Rooney's not even leaving his office to catch you. He's just kicking his feet up.
Yeah, but the stuff they can do with makeup now and costumes, they could remake that.
Oh,
easily.
So he's wearing prosthetics around the city of Chicago?
Yeah.
Now you're talking about remaking The Fugitive. One-armed man.
I will say this would be a hell of a lot easier to get that valet dude fired because you would have a tracker on your car that would show he had driven it around the city all day when you had left it in the parking structure. Spell Punxsutawney, Chew. Do you know what it starts with?
P.
All right.
Yes.
I know there's a couple Y's, maybe a Q.
Wait, okay, give me the next letter.
P-U.
Okay, P-U. Self-praise, stink, P-U. We're off to a good start.
Pox, is there a Q there?
Punxsutawney.
K?
Wait. Punxsutawney.
N?
Hey, okay, P-U-N. There we go.
K?
No.
S-Q-M-E-T-U-R-I-S. Giannis. Antetokounmpo. No. How many letters are there?
In Punxsutawney or Antetokounmpo?
I bet they're pretty close.
Ooh, which one has more? I think Antetokounmpo has more.
Probably, but it's closer than you think, I'm guessing.
12 letters from Punxsutawney.
How many in Antetokounmpo?
About 12.
You mean about 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. I see 14.
Okay. Yeah, right. So
one,
it's close.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Crap. I got to do it one more time.
You got to count. 1, you 2, your
3,
kids
four,
to count.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 letters in Antetokounmpo. So yeah, very close to Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney said had 12.
Easier? Probably Giannis
Punxsutawney,
now,
I
right?
think, is easier.
Really?
Yeah, there's only one tricky letter. Everything else is phonetic.
If you don't know how to spell it, yes.
Okay. Well, give it to me. Is it like Tawny from the guy that...
So you're at P-U-N.
Yes. X.
There we go.
There's an X in there? Wait a minute. I said Q, and you looked at me like I'm crazy. And
Q
X
and X
is more obscure.
Are very different letters.
I know,
very
but they're
different.
Both obscure.
Put it on the poll. But are Q and X obscure letters?
Yes.
Well, they are for sure. I mean, if you're playing Scrabble, I
what's
think
more
only
obscure?
One.
I'm going to say X.
X. X, without a doubt.
I think more words have X than have Q.
I disagree.
Like everyday words?
Like words, just in general. I think there's more words that
Xanadu,
you
know. I disagree. Xerox.
Not start with X. What are you, writing a children's book?
I thought I'd impress you.
How about like Xanadu. Fox? Sex? These are words that also have the letter X, guys.
Pork?
Does not have X.
Or Q.
The way I spell it.
I thought he was going to say the way I do it. I was like, I'm out. I can't. Punxsutawney. PunxsutawNey. Tawny. TaWNey.
Yeah, I should have got that.
Wasn't the name of that chick who was on
That's
the...
where I was going. She used to date that Whitesnake.
Did she date Whitesnake, or was she in the music video for
Whitesnake?
I think
she was married to Whitesnake.
Really?
Married to Whitesnake.
Wasn't she?
Her name doesn't have an E in it, though. T-A-W-N-Y.
I believe she's dead.
Yeah.
Is she?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
But I thought she was in the music video. Wasn't she in the music video?
Oh, so she was married to the Cleveland Indian and got divorced, where they played the walk-up music Whitesnake.
Okay, first of all, I don't know who you're talking about.
Is he talking about Major League?
It's true.
That sounds like an amazing troll job.
That does sound good. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley.
There
is that
you
who
go.
You're thinking of?
He was a Cleveland Indian.
I really thought
Got
that
divorced,
he was just confusing it with the plot of Major League.
And I believe at an opponent stadium.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's
when
you
he
would
was
do
taking
it.
The mound.
I mean, you'd have to be a special kind of doucher. If they did it at home to you, you'd have to be a special kind of doucher if they did it at home. On the road, it's hilarious.
The Indians pitcher once missed a start after this woman attacked him. He once missed a start after he was attacked.
What? Sure, she was provoked.
Finley was?
I'm just going off the headline.
Oh.
So wait, so she was in the video, what, Here I Go Again?
I think
or?
So.
Something else. And that was Whitesnake?
Yes.
That is a Whitesnake song, yes.
Yep. It says, Tawny Kitaen's moment that created the most indelible image on the public consciousness took place in 1987 when she appeared in the video for Whitesnake's Here I Go Again, which, by the way,
I wrecked a lot of socks to that video. Just saying.
But why are you saying it's like...
Didn't need to know that.
Could that was I have a guessed, great video.
Could I have, I mean, based on the way you guys are talking about this video, could I have guessed that? Probably.
And again.
Did I need it to be confirmed? That's one I could
have you ever
without.
Seen the video?
No.
Then did your brother then wear the socks? Because the stories that you told us are y'all sharing all of those types of things. So I assume that.
He broke the sock.
Picking them up, cracking them over the headboard, and then going on their merry way. Chris weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, this sounds like a new game for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Which word has more letters? I am in on that. I am all in on which word has more letters.
You counted to Well, technically to 14 once.
Yeah, I know.
But you got to 13 all three times. Three times on the radio. This is what we think makes good radio? Is Jen counting?
I'm just saying, I don't know if we'd be very good at it, but it would certainly be fun.
We could do it with athletes' names.
Chewy's taking off his shoes using his hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you're getting close there, Jen. What's Chase?
14.
There you go.
Yep. I had to clean his room the other day. Not that. I had to clean his room the other day, though, because somebody, he must have had a buddy over, had written boobs in the dust on his lamp. Right there, plain as day, boobs. So I went down and got the Windex, and I grabbed the paper towel, and I'm cleaning the lampshade, and then I went ahead and spun it around, and guess what was on the other side?
Poop.
But
penis.
Kids.
So I said, buddy.
It's one of three things. It's either penis, boobs, or poop.
A wiener on your lamp. He said, I don't want to incriminate the kid that it was.
You
he said,
so
and so. I said, last weekend when he was here? He goes, no, 2 months ago. I was like, hey, can we not have boobs and a wiener on your lamp in your room?
He ratted his friend out?
I'm not ratting him out, but he did say
no,
that,
he did.
Yeah, he said which friend it was.
That's a great sign.
But here's what I will say. He said, he goes, why? Who's coming in my room, Mom? Who's going to see the things on my lamp, Mom? Only you. And I was like, yeah, Me. I don't need to see that stuff. So that's the phase we're at right now, guys. We're at the boobs and the wiener drawing on the lamp in Chase's room.
See Jen
I mean,
about,
that doesn't go away
you
for
see
a while,
Jen in a year
so you know.
Going in there with a blue light? Like, what the hell did that get
world,
there?
In what world would I want to, like, make that more obvious? Like, you guys are crazy. Groundhog Day would be the best movie with Day in the title if Ferris Bueller's Day Off was never made. Smitten weighing in saying, what about Friday? I think, just for rules of this contest, Friday doesn't work. Or Sunday, like any given Sunday, because Sunday is its own word.
The day's got
to stand
alone.
Friday is its own word. The word day has to stand alone here.
Mm-hmm.
You start to get awfully specific with this.
Sarah Hart weighing in saying, Day of the Dead. I'm not into those zombie movies, but it sounds like there's a bunch of them. The day, the zombie movies.
Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yep.
Day After Tomorrow?
Snow Day. John Carl weighing in saying, what about Snow Day?
It's a kids movie.
That looks like it has Chevy Chase in it to just like bring it Venn diagram our way through this thing.
I have to think that means Bill Murray wins.
Dog Day Afternoon, Baby's Day Out. That sounds horrible. And then someone else saying Draft Day. Well, Pete weighing in saying, what about Night and Day? Another Tom Cruise film.
Night and I've never seen it.
No. I was thinking Far and Away.
Yeah,
Far and Away was terrible.
Away is not Day.
I don't know.
But it rhymes.
It does.
Close enough.
Wait, but which has more letters?
Dear Lord. You have to count more now. Ridgetop Exteriors provides the best quality roofs, siding, windows, and doors expertly installed at an affordable price. That's all you need to know. Really all you need to know. Because that's all that should matter. But Ridgetop Exteriors knows that in 2023... customer service is hard to come by. That's why they consider customer service as their number one goal. They strive to exceed expectations of the homeowners they serve. So think about all those things that Ridgetop Exteriors can do for you. Best quality roofs, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, affordable price, and customer service is their number one goal. The choice is obvious for who you should choose for that next exterior project that you have. It's Ridgetop Exteriors. And of course, because they're Ridgetop, you can get a free estimate for that next project. All you have to do is log on to their website at ridgetopexteriors.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN. The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Sponsored by Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Win a Bavarian soft pretzel lover's gift pack from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Shop now at MilwaukeePretzel.com.
What do we got this week, Gabe?
Pretty simple. I have a list of 8 things in front of me. Jen and Chu guess back and forth. Once they each get one incorrect, sometimes they take them all again. We open it up to you at 800-990-3776. Whoever finishes off the list of 8 things will win that great prize pack, courtesy of our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. List is pretty simple in front of me. I am looking for the top 8 players in the NFL since 2014. Most touchdown receptions. Most touchdown receptions in the NFL since 2014.
Okay. Jen, you want to go?
Most touchdown receptions since 2014.
So 8 years, essentially.
Yes.
Devontae?
Devontae Adams, number one, 87 touchdown receptions since 2014.
Mike Evans.
Is number two on the list with 81 touchdown receptions since 2014.
Rob Gronkowski?
Is number 12 on the list with 50 touchdown receptions.
So an 8-year receiver.
Are they all still active? No, maybe not.
No, not everyone on the top eight is active.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, number six on the list.
Ooh, but
with
that's
63.
Down there on the. Can I have a mulligan or do I have to stop?
Sure.
Chewie says yes.
Perfect. How about the dude in the Super Bowl this? Stop. Why are you doing that?
You're pulling a Chewie.
Got it.
No, I know his name. I actually am just trying to remember which of the Kelce brothers is the one that is the tight end and which one is the...
Travis.
Travis Kelce, yes.
Number four on the list.
Nice. She's back in the game.
With 69, so that is nice.
8 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
9 times.
Thank you, Ferris Bueller.
Let's go the Buffalo, A.O. Buffalo, Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, number seven on the list with 59 touchdown receptions.
Okay. Reset it.
Number one is Davante Adams. Number two is Mike Evans. Number four is Travis Kelce. Number six is Tyreek Hill. Number seven, Stephon Diggs.
Now he said inactive.
He said there's an inactive one?
He said there are not inactive, no longer playing. Right, Gabe?
He doesn't want to give us any help.
Oh, okay. You gave me the face.
Okay, I don't know if I was supposed to even give you the one I gave you.
Okay.
Now Ashton's giving me the face.
Who's up, Jen?
Which is worse, the face or the finger?
Face.
Yeah.
Disappointed dad face for sure. How about Hopkins?
Ooh.
Nuk, he's number three, 69 touchdown receptions.
Well, how many
I thought
are
it
left?
Was Nuke.
Nuke?
Nuke.
I thought it was Nuke Hopkins. It's Nuk?
I thought it was Nuk. Huh. I guess I've only seen it like spelled out and it's N-U-K.
Huh. I'll do some research.
How many are left, Gabe?
We only have two remaining. So, again, Davante Adams, one. Mike Evans, two. Tied for third are DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce with 69. Yes, they both have 69. We have number five open. Number six is Tyreek Hill. Seven is Stephon Diggs. Number eight is open.
The Rams. What's his name? I want to say Ricky Prohl. White guy.
Cooper
Kupp, thank you.
15 on the list with 46 touchdown receptions.
800-990-3776. Let's put it out to the callers. Two left on the top 8-8 list this morning.
Two left. That's all we have. Number five and number eight.
800-990-3776. And it is most receiving touchdowns.
Since 2014.
How do you decide like when to make a cutoff? Like, obviously, instead of going all time, you said...
Yeah.
So is it so that they would be active players type thing?
No, so I went 2014 because we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Mike Evans.
Mm.
So I had one list that I'm going to quiz Chewie on, and Jen, you can chime in as well. It turned out to be a damn near impossible list, so didn't want to open that one up off of some of the Mike Evans discussion we had yesterday. But Mike Evans, Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, all
relevant.
Came in the league in 2014.
And they're all relevant, obviously, mm-hmm. this weekend for different reasons. 800-990-3776. Let's get out to Jeff and Racine. Jeff, can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Well, I'm going to try with Kittle.
Oh, okay. Another tight end.
Scrolling.
Okay.
George Kittle, number 49 on the list with 31 touchdown receptions since 2014.
Oof, that's a ball. 800-990-3776. Joey in Elm Grove, you're up next. And Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, can you complete the top 8-8 list?
Has anyone said Rob Gronkowski?
Yep.
Jen did. It was incorrect. It was number 12. But because Jen did say that earlier, you get another shot at it.
Ooh. Oh, man. I got nothing. Sorry.
All right. No. Appreciate the call.
800-990-3776. That is the number you need to call and play top 8-8. Let's get out to Justin in Cudahy. Justin, you're up next on the top 8-8.
All right. I know this guy hasn't played in a couple years, but I know he had a lot of touchdowns for the Saints. I'm going to go Michael Thomas.
Oh. Michael Thomas is number 33 on the list with 35 touchdown receptions.
He fell off the map.
Well, yeah, he didn't play pretty much for an entire year, and then he's just had a lot of injury issues, a lot of questions around that.
That didn't help.
800-990-3776. Let's see. Mike in Edgerton is next.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you,
Mike.
Fantastic. I'm going to go with the great role model of Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown is number 5 on the list. 68 touchdowns.
Even on my radar.
Yeah, that's what you meant by inactive-ish.
Yeah, because I think he wants to play, but I don't think anybody wants to play.
So it turns out that's the line then, huh?
Yeah.
We found the line. Works. Go ahead, Mike. You get to guess again.
We have one left.
Let's try going out to L.A., Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, number 16 on the list, with 44 touchdown receptions since 2014.
Let's get out to Mitch in Waukesha. Mitch, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
AJ Green?
AJ Green is number 21 on the list with 41 touchdown receptions.
I thought it was a lot. I thought he'd be a lot higher. 800-990-3776. Zeke in Waukesha, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I don't know if anybody got Julio Jones yet.
Nope, nobody has guessed Julio Jones, and Julio Jones is number 18 on the list with 43 touchdown receptions since 2014.
Let's go out to Tom in Hartford. Tom, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Did anyone say Edelman?
Since
2014?
That's a few years back.
So...
Caught a lot of touchdowns.
Scrolling. Yeah, I can't even find him on the list. Julian Edelman, number 60, with 26 touchdown receptions.
He's been out for, what, 3 years now?
One or two, yeah.
Yeah.
Lines are lighting up. Lots of people want to get into the top 8 at 8 contest this morning. Let's go out to Nick in Milwaukee. Nick, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. with 56 touchdown receptions is number 8 on the list.
So that's the other inactive-ish.
But someone's going to sign him.
You think so?
Yeah. He'll play this upcoming year. Somebody will play.
But not Green Bay.
No. I mean, if Sammy Watkins can play for two teams this past year, someone's going to take a flyer on Odell.
Was Sammy Watkins a higher draft pick than Mike Evans?
I don't think
Mike
so.
Mike was what?
Seven. He was seven. Sammy Watkins, I want to say, was like early teens, but hold please.
From Clemson.
He was drafted. Oh, he was. He was pick 4.
Was he really?
He was pick 4.
To Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
That's a bust, right?
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
Yeah, same draft. Sammy Watkins went 4. Mike Evans went 7.
Where is Sammy Watkins on that list? Because he was in the 2014 draft.
He was. Hold, please. So, Sammy Watkins. Oh, I can't imagine it's this high. Sammy Watkins. All right, I just got to do the search the page.
I was going to say, we're hearing the scrolling.
Oh, not terrible. Number 36 with 34 touchdown receptions. Okay. Ahead of, he's tied with people like Mark Andrews, Larry Fitzgerald, and Robert Woods.
And what did he have with us?
That's just mean.
I think you already know the answer to that question, Shu.
That's so rude.
It's true, though.
I mean, the guy already got run out of town. Mercedes Lewis is on that list as well, isn't he, as far as active players with career touchdowns since 2014?
Yeah, but it's not going to be many. Number 165.
And how many does he have?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Had more than Sammy Watkins this year.
Well, so then that was the list I was initially looking for.
Because
Packers were looking to trade and pick up a, you know, guy like Mike Evans, that would add it to not a very long list of players who are non-Packers draft picks to catch touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers. So the top non-Packers draft picks to catch touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers. Because could be a free agent, could be an undrafted free agent. Just the Packers did not use a draft pick.
That's a good list, though, actually.
It's a very hard list.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the bottom end of catches?
The number 8 is 4, with 4 touchdown receptions.
Wow.
Just give it to us. I want the list.
Alan Lazard is 1 with 19. Bobby Tonyan is number 2 at 17. Donald Lee. 3 with 9. John Kuhn, 4 with 7.
Why? Where was Kuhn drafted?
Not.
He spent a year in Pittsburgh.
Oh. But he wasn't drafted by Pittsburgh,
was
he?
I believe he was on he might have been.
Okay.
I mean, he might have been a 6th-round pick, but he was not drafted by the Packers.
Yeah.
Mercedes Lewis, 6 touchdowns, ties him with Geronimo Allison.
Wow.
Number 7 is Jimmy Graham with 5.
Yeah, I was going to say Jimmy
Graham. And then
Graham.
The most impossible one that I can't imagine. I mean, there's a diehard Packer fan out there that knows this person.
And he had 4.
And he had 4.
Give me his first name.
Spencer.
Tyler.
Were you just giving your own Tracy. First name? Or
Spencer Tracy, seriously?
Was I right?
No. No.
No, it's not the actor. Shocking. He didn't have a second career as a receiver
Spencer.
In Green Bay.
So people, I told Ashton this yesterday, people turn their Brett Favre jerseys into this guy because he wore 41 and the touchdowns that he had were around the time when...
Hefner! Yes!
Spencer Hefner.
Just like, that was in my brain.
Yeah.
That was
I thought
in my
you
brain.
Might have a chance since you were covering the team around that time.
Was he a fullback?
Holy hell.
He was a tight end.
He is a tight end?
Yeah, we're in 41? Number 41. People turn their Brett Favre jerseys into Spencer Hefner jerseys.
Hefner, yeah. yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Also on the list include Tom Crabtree, who had 3.
Yeah.
Lance Kendricks and Jake Kumerow each have 2. And then Jared Cook, Justin Perillo, Jarrett Boykin, Malik Taylor, Ryan Grant all have 1.
Like, is that wow. the type of information that my brain should have expelled at some point?
Yes.
Like, it should have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, but nope, it's just hanging around
just
in
right there,
just like waiting to be called on. You know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, me.
Spencer Hefner.
You didn't raise your hand.
That's a very good point. John Kuhn was not drafted. He was an undrafted free agent in 2005. But, of course, everybody around here knows where John Kuhn went to school, right?
Shippensburg
yeah. University. What are they? The mighty... I don't
know.
Is that what Shippensburg stands for?
The mighty boats.
That was good. Welcome to the program.
No, now I want to know what the mascot is of Shippensburg.
You can look that up while I tell
right,
the fine
I'll
folks
you know. Go ahead.
About Screamin' Sicilian. I'm stuffed crust pizza. Look, you already know Screamin' Sicilian and Palermo's make some of the best pizza around. And they're always coming up with new innovations, especially in that Screamin' Sicilian line, because it's such a premium, high-quality pizza. If you've had Screamin' Sicilian before, you know it's got a great crust, premium toppings, the best cheeses. Well, they found a way to get even more cheese in Screamin' Sicilian and a way to elevate it even more. And I'm talking about their I'm Stuffed Crust Pizza. It's an artisan crust with over 2.5 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust. That's right, an extra 2.5 feet of cheese in the crust of Screamin' Sicilian I'm Stuffed Crust Pizza. And they have all the great flavors that you've come to know with Screamin' Sicilian. Supreme, pepperoni, sausage pepperoni, or maybe you're just looking for a plain cheese pizza after all. Maybe that'd be a great one to put in the freezer and save for Lent. Screamin' Sicilian, I'm stuffed. It's the new Screamin' Sicilian pizza from Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can I be Chuck Woolery?
Yeah, Tiny Mike.
Tiny Mike.
Average.
I mean.
No, I want to ask the questions. Tiny Mike.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, this brings me back.
Oh, please. Please, no.
My poor mom.
Hold on, keep it going. This song will always remind me of old school, though.
Oh, sure.
Isn't it when he's fixing the car or something? And he's... Is that what's happening? He's fixing the car in the driveway and... Right? Maybe? He's cranking up the White Snake.
What's wild is that there's 2 different versions of this song. There's this version and there's like a more up-tempo version.
Is there?
Yeah, there are 2 versions
there's
of this song.
There's a more up-tempo version than this? Because this ready? Here, give it to me. Give it to me. Yes! That's what I thought!
Marky, did you go swimming today? It smells like a pool!
Here I go again on my own.
Yeah, this was the jam. Bow. In the 78 Nova with a 305 in it with your buddies and the windows down. It's what we did.
Don't tout it.
You're old.
I know. By what year is this song? Got to be 80.
Did they say 87?
83?
I thought it said 87 when
87?
I said, because she was in the music video, Tawny Katan.
Okay.
We got to Tawny because we were talking about Punxsutawney. Well, I mean, obviously, come on, follow the bouncing ball. We also were talking about what the mascot for Shippensburg University, where John Kuhn famously went, and Kuhn was on that list that Gabe had of guys who were not drafted but caught touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers. It is a red-tailed hawk.
Ooh.
A red-tailed hawk named Big Red, to which I continue to have my point that birds should not be mascots because they are not intimidating.
Oh, this one is.
Red-tailed hawk?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen a hawk? Have you ever heard a hawk cry?
What is it going to do?
It's going to claw you to death with its talons.
You know what it's going to do? It's going to swoop into my yard and pick up the bread that I threw out there, that Chewy threw out there.
They explode squirrels. You walk in the yard and like, oh boy, there's another one bites the dust. Just a thing of fur and feathers.
What do you mean they explode them? Because they put them in their talons and squeeze?
Yeah, they catch them and just, yeah, rip them apart.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. I got a bird sanctuary. It's so I got owls.
Excuse me?
I got red-tailed hawks. I got turkey vultures. Yeah. Birds are awesome. Birds are intimidating.
Birds are the closest thing to dinosaurs. You know that, right?
No, they're not.
I'm out on birds as mascots.
There are no bird dinosaurs, are there?
Ever heard of a pterodactyl?
I have.
There you go.
Pterodactyl would be a good mascot. At least it's a dinosaur. It's not just a bird.
Yeah, but it's hard to spell.
Blue jays.
Pterodactyl
could absolutely go in our new game.
How many letters?
A falcon?
Yes. How many letters?
Like, don't they have a falcon at Mitchell Airport that chases the birds away because they're very territorial, and obviously you don't want birds going into the engines of planes? I know they do that in some places. I'd love to have a pet falcon. It'd be great.
Stream of consciousness right now? What the hell's going on with you?
I don't know.
I'd love to have a falcon.
Wouldn't you?
No, it's terrifying. Birds are the worst.
That's what I'm saying. But they shouldn't be mascots.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
No, they're not. Again,
I didn't say that on the air, Gabe. I said it in your ear. Just FYI.
What?
I realize that now because it sounded different in my ear.
Why? What's Marquette's mascot?
It's a golden eagle.
Oh. I forgot.
Me too, actually. Maybe I will pivot on my bird position.
Because you know, suddenly you're alumni.
Now listen to Jen tonight with Shaka Khan. At Dave and Buster's. They're going to talk about birds.
The Marquette Basketball Hour at Dave and Buster's. Yeah, we don't really talk about the fact that their mascot is a golden eagle. Which again, I'm not sure is very intimidating, but I digress.
Marquette Bird Hour. I think you should just talk about birds with Oso Iguodaro and Shaka Smart tonight.
Like, Oso Iguodaro will be out at Dave & Buster's with us tonight, and they did play a hell of a game last night. Another victory for the Golden Eagles. So we will be talking about another 2-0 week under Shaka Smart as they get ready for National Marquette Day on Saturday, and they are facing Butler, which is a little bit of a womp womp. But I guess if you're having National Marquette Day, you want a team that's, you know.
National Marquette Day is essentially homecoming. For,
yeah, that's a good point.
For Marquette University. And you don't want the tough opponent on homecoming. No, you want
to walk.
Yeah, you want to stop them so you can go out and party later. I mean, you're probably going to go and party no matter what. But
time to start.
You know, win or lose, we booze type situation
here.
That
was BC when I played. Time to start watching, though, I think, right?
Yes, I could not recommend watching Marquette enough. They are a fun team. Over at KenPom.com, which is a college basketball efficiency website, they have the number one most efficient offense in the country. They play a fun brand of basketball, play hard. Shaka, you know, does all the things where they track the energy-giving plays and the tips on defense and the kills, all those things. So they've got the energy on defense, and they just play really fun basketball on the offense.
Do they have to protect Shaka, though? I mean, because he's done an unbelievable job. Is someone else going to come calling, or are they going to?
I think he's stinking. He ain't going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere?
I think so. He fit really well at VCU and did a really good job there. Went to Texas, and it wasn't as good of a fit. I mean, they still went to the tournament a bunch, never won a tournament game, and He didn't get fired from Texas, but he was kind of a amicable parting of ways when he decided to take the Marquette job. I think he's here and he wants to build something. Again, him being from the state of Wisconsin certainly means something. He talked about that when he was hired, about, you know, being able to have family that can come to games and watch the teams that he coaches. So I think it would have to be an incredibly enticing offer. But I think he's found something here that he likes with the way he's able to recruit, the way he's able to put teams together. I have a hard time picturing him leaving anytime soon.
We at in Germantown weighing in on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line 800-990-3776 if you want to get in on any conversation we are having here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He says, Jen, you're just incredibly wrong. Birds kill people and dogs and cats. There's even a case where an owl killed a human being. Birds are built to kill. That is literally why they are mascots.
An owl killed a human. Wow.
I mean, like, again, if you're going hawks or eagles, I mean, I'm with you a little bit, like the Blue Jays.
That was the Chiefs and Eagles.
The Blue Jays isn't. See what you did there. But like
that's baseball. You don't need to be intimidating in baseball. Like a Blue Jay's a nice little bird. I'm a pet it.
You're a pretty bird.
Yeah.
Pretty bird.
Which reminds me, I got to feed the birds.
Okay, Mary Poppins. Call me.
I do. I got a lot of bread in the
freezer.
Yeah, but the freezer broke, so it's kind of... Will the bread go bad?
Wait, the freezer broke?
Yeah.
That happened while you were gone?
I guess. The fridge still works, though. It's outside.
The fridge or the freezer?
They probably don't. I mean, mold isn't going to kill a bird.
And right? If it does, do you really care?
He cares.
Well, he's already got a sanctuary. He's got a place for him.
Yeah.
No, he said a sanctuary, not a cemetery.
What's the difference?
Let's be honest. Who knows? Maybe the bird needs a little
Which of those words has more letters, sanctuary or cemetery?
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
Can you spell sanctuary, Chew?
Yeah, I could if I wanted to, but I really don't.
Is it by one, though? It can't be by many. Sanctuary? It might be the same.
What did we say? Cement?
Cemetery, not cement.
I knew that.
Yeah. Don't they have the same number of letters? Well, we can see that spelling is absolutely our strong suit here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. That should be a segment. What is our strong suit?
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Kevin, the founder of Mentality of CEO, started this company because he was going through low testosterone issues as well. He just didn't know it. He was tired, groggy, could not get through his day with the energy that he had just years before, just a couple of years before. Couldn't figure out what was going on. Didn't get the right answers from his doctors. Found out, though, that it was low testosterone. So he came up with Mentality so he can get customized testosterone treatments to any guy who's having low testosterone issues. It's what happened with me. I went to Mentality, testosterone levels low. Now I'm on a customized plan that's just for me from Mentality. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, how many free agents did they get last year?
One.
Who?
Jaron Reed.
Oh, and Sammy Watkins.
Oh, yeah.
Again, keep forgetting about him existing.
How can you forget about his blocking? His blocking is unbelievable.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some bang.
I'm going to go ahead and guess no on this next question I'm about to pose to y'all. Did we ever figure out what the equivalent was for Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow with Aaron Rodgers? If Aaron Rodgers saw his shadow, does that mean he's staying or he's leaving? We didn't figure out what the good one was, what the bad one was. I gotta say, I just...
Exit stage left?
You can't just whistle for everything. That means a very different thing of what you typically whistle for.
No, remember we talked about the...
Yeah, that's what he uses.
Yeah, but
you always just whistle.
Yeah. Or can he just...
I mean, I'm sure he can.
So maybe if he saw his shadow, it means he is staying. Because that's the bad one.
No, so what going is the bad one.
What's it for Phil?
If he sees it...
It's bad?
Six more weeks of winter.
Doesn't see it, then it's good.
Yes.
So he saw it.
He saw his shadow today. That's
so
correct.
That's bad.
Correct.
I don't know what bad is.
That's what we were saying. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I know you don't give a rip because you were bragging about how it's going to be 80 down by you next week. So you don't really have to deal with winter down in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. That's a shame.
We asked our loyal listeners this morning,
really is.
Who would you prefer, Bill Murray or Chevy Chase? We were pretty ambiguous about this one. Just Bill Murray or Chevy Chase. And maybe it is the influence of Groundhog Day today, but Bill Murray running away with this one. 75% of people picking Bill Murray over Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase is kind of a jackwagon,
yeah,
too.
100% in real life, yes.
Yes.
Like, there are stories and rumors and reports that he's just a kind of a douche waffle.
Mm-hmm.
But Derek weighing in saying Bill is actually a better actor. He has more range. They both have timeless classics, but Chevy has the better classic. Christmas Vacation is watched every Christmas. Groundhog Day is watched, I would guess, every Groundhog Day. But maybe because the Christmas season is longer than the Groundhog Day season, if you will. That's why he gave his vote to Bill Murray. Frankie weighing in saying, I'm not a Bill fan, but it's clearly Bill Murray. Longevity is key. The only thing Chevy has had in the past two decades is what? Community? But he was really good in Community from what I heard.
Until, you know, he left for being a jackwagon.
Really?
Yeah.
He's that big of a...
Yeah.
Really?
That okay. big of a pain in the you know what.
Yeah. All right.
Well. Sean weighing in reminding me of the very, very best line in all of Groundhog Day. I'm a god. I'm not the god.
Yeah.
I said I'm a god. I'm not the god.
That is the best line in the entire movie.
It is. It is. And Andy McDowell is adorable in that movie. And who's the other guy? Chris Elliott? Is that Chris Elliott that plays the photographer?
Yes.
Another charming. But again, everybody loves the dude, not loves, but the very memorable character, Needlehead Ned, right?
Ned Brierson. Bing!
I sure as heck fire remember you.
You think Will Ferrell will have longevity? In 20 years, will kids be watching Step Brothers?
But I told you that I watched, he just was in that Apple series a year or two ago with Paul Rudd, where he was where Paul Rudd's character was like a nefarious therapist who was like siphoning off Will Ferrell's money. And it was very hard to watch. Just like I like both of those guys as like the jovial, happy, you know, good guys. And Paul Rudd's character is very, very bad in that movie. But that's longevity, right? Like, he's still putting out stuff.
Yeah. But I would think that people are going to go back and watch Talladega Nights and Step Brothers.
You think so?
Anchorman.
Our kids 20 years from now?
Yeah. Just like kids go back and watch Happy Gilmore now. Or Billy Madison, like Adam Sandler movies. Or Bill Murray movies from, you know, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase movies from the 80s. Yeah, I think people, I mean, classics are classics because there are going to be parents out there that go, oh, much like, you know, your parents went with you. Oh, this is a movie I loved. I'm going to show it to you. There are going to be parents that go, oh, I loved Step Brothers. You should watch this.
Most importantly, however, which is the more obscure letter, X or Q? It's the type of quality stuff we got going on here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on a Thursday. 77% of people saying Q, as I stated, is the more obscure letter, and TJ Bucks and Six saying Q almost never stands alone. What kind of letter needs emotional support letters with it at all times?
Yeah, it needs you.
This has been Jen Gabe and Chewy. We'll see you next on ESPN Wisconsin. We'll see you.